Pickaxe.
If you like to eat stress-free and healthy, like me, you can do it this spring with Factor. They have delicious, ready-to-eat meals, everyone is fresh, never frozen, and chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes. You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 different options, including popular ones such as Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or like me, vegan and veggie. There are more than 60 add-ons you can discover every week, such as breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages to help you stay fueled and feeling good all day long. So what are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. If you're looking for gourmet options, there are meals that have premium ingredients, such as filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini and asparagus. And they are no fuss, no mess. Factor eliminates the hassle of prepping, cooking and cleaning up. Simply heat and enjoy the good stuff. You can customize your weekly meals with flexibility to get as much or as little as you need, and you can pause or reschedule deliveries at any time. Factor is your solution for fast premium meals without the need for cooking. This month, we're celebrating Earth Day. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals. So head on over to factormeals.com/pickaxe50 and you can use code PICKAXE50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your second box. That's PICKAXE50 at factormeals.com/PICKAXE50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is going. Check it out.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Hey, Lewis.
Simon, hello, how are you?
Hello, welcome to my peculiar portions.
What have you got for me today?
I've got a very interesting story about a Russian YouTuber who had so many problems wrong with his car that he just torched it.
Amazing.
Burnt it in a field or in a forest or somewhere.
Oh, that's such a thing you can just do as an adult. You know, you're just like, I'm fucking sick of this.
And then just burn it. What have you done that to?
Oh, many of my relationships.
Damn.
Bridges, you know, different people I've met over the years.
That's maybe not so good. Maybe it's best to stick to like inanimate objects.
Yeah, like must be quite cathartic to get it out and be like, oh. You know, it's like smashing something up with a hammer.
Yeah.
Only he's setting fire to his car in a field. What was wrong with it? Was it just so annoying?
So have you ever heard of the Mercedes AMG GT?
No.
To me, that means nothing. It's like graphics cards. I'm like, huh? There's numbers and letters, and I'm like...
I'll tell you what the worst is. Monitor names.
Oh, no.
They're called, like, the fucking Samsung SM27XLMPBPA or whatever.
And none of the letters or numbers mean anything.
Well, they all mean something, but they are so illogical.
They mean something to Samsung.
Yes.
And no one else.
Like, just try Googling any monitor. It's not fun. But yeah, the AMG, that probably means something. And the GT.
Should we look it up?
GT's Grand Touring?
Oh yeah, Gran Turismo.
Gran Turismo?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Gran Turismo, it means big tour.
What it goes a long way. Don't go to the showroom, just Google what it is.
So this is what it is. This is the coupe version. Should we...
Oh, look at it. It's like, look at that. It looks a bit like a Dangus. Do you know what I mean? A bit of a Dangus car.
They're quite nice.
Is it supposed to?
They've got a 4-litre V8 bi-turbo engine.
I feel like it is a bit of a compensator. Do you know what I mean?
This is a rich person car, absolutely.
Yeah.
And with that comes... Okay, new cars. Here we go. Let's buy one. Oh, Lord!
This is going to be a very expensive Simon Peculiar purchases.
Okay, here we go.
Can you imagine if you brought one of them in?
Well, that's actually quite reasonable. Oh, wait, that's a different car. That's a totally different car.
Pounds.
That was a completely different car.
It's not the AMG.
No, it just took us to a different car.
Well, maybe they don't make these anymore because they're all catching fire like Samsung phones.
Oh, here we go, on the side, here. Top Gear, give it 8 out of 10. RRP, which recommended retail price, £138,815. £140,000.
Are AMG the co-manufacturer for it? So is it Mercedes and AMG, who probably means Automotive Germany or something like that? Do you know what I mean?
Or is
Mercedes now owned by someone else and is called AMG?
Oh, yeah. Mercedes AMG is the name of the company. It's not Mercedes.
Oh, shit. They've changed the name.
So there we go.
Right, okay.
Didn't even know that. We're not car people.
No.
But we do know now that this car cost $140,000.
Right, the GT.
And he burnt it.
He was a Russian YouTuber.
Called?
I respect that. Because you're not getting that much money from Litvin. That video, right? That video
probably
is
not
getting you.
Probably not.
I mean, I looked at the CPMs today for one of our old videos.
Yeah.
A little animation.
Are we allowed to say how much CPMs are?
It was, I don't know. This was from a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
But like, so it got like 400K views and it had $400 it made.
Okay.
So it's like a one. So
$1 per thousand.
So let's see
views.
How many views
so
his
to
viral
make that
video
back,
got.
He needs 1,000 times. Wait, what's it in dollars?
So he has, so imagine
160K dollars?
Yeah, so he needs 161 million views.
160 million views. It's
unlikely. It might get that.
Who knows? Shall we see if we can find it?
Is that right?
See if we can find his video.
I think that might be.
See if it's got 160. Oh, it's all going to be linked to the, where's his actual.
I see. Everyone's got the views on. Everyone's talking about it on YouTube.
Yeah, but I want to find his
original video. You're not going to be able to do that. Everyone else is making money off his.
Oh, here we go.
Viral video.
So this is his YouTube.
He's got 3 subscribers.
No videos.
Pretty sure this. Okay.
Good stuff.
That came up in the Google?
This might be him. It's all in Russian. The end. And then a burning car. Okay, this is it.
This is it. 15 million views a week
15
ago.
15 million?
It's getting there.
So are we allowed to watch about, some of it? So that's his car.
If he gets the really bad CPMs, which it probably does, because it's a Russian video.
Yeah.
We're talking, that's 15 grand right there. So he needs 10 times that to make his money back.
Ooh.
That's pretty good. Imagine you had a knackered car. How much could you sell it for? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
How much could he actually sell this for?
I don't know if our math's good or not. I don't know if we've worked it out right. Oh, that's him with all the petrol that he's going to burn it with.
Right. Wow.
Does he pour it on top of it?
I guess so.
It?
That's part of it, isn't it? Yeah, he's just going to fucking pour it on.
This is mad! This is absolutely
mad. I mean, it's
all
just going to run off it, right, though?
We still haven't gotten to why he's actually doing this.
Why? I mean, this is all for show, right? How much,
this is
real. How much of a trail did he... Oh, I like this. He's trying to light the gas.
He's trying to do a fucking Bruce Willis. Oh, my God. He almost died.
Well, you got to be careful because, you know, gasoline, if you get it on you, it's going to fuck you. Oh, shit. He's got a few drones going on there, boy. Look at him.
Eating burnt sausages.
I'm really enjoying this. This is great.
Look how disappointed he is. And he's thinking about the good times.
Before it all got... What was so wrong with it that it annoyed him that much?
We'll get there. Okay. We'll get there.
Oh, he's partying in it. He's having a good time. Look at how it ended
mates,
up.
His dad.
Oh, he loved that car. He loved it. And look at him now. All he's got is burned sausages and...
Disappointment.
Yeah.
I guess it doesn't explode. Do you think it explodes?
How odd, like him just sort of squatting in a field. with it in the
background. Look, he drives off. Look at his car. It's his new car.
He's upgraded.
Oh, it's beautiful.
To something more reliable, maybe.
I love it. I love it.
Oh. This is what Top Gear needs to do. Do you know what I mean? They need to, you know, eat sausages in a field and burn 160 grand cars in the background. This is what they're missing out on, this sweet, sweet YouTube views and viral views and money and shit. Yeah?
Yeah. So he says it kept breaking down and malfunctioning, and he kept trying to get it repaired, but...
Sent back 5 times to the dealership, sure. And it spent 40 days there. But the last time it broke down, they refused to treat it anymore.
Ooh.
Treat the car like it's a patient.
Give it a treat.
Oh, no. What?
Like, that's it. That's all the details.
That's the problem. He was giving it chocolate bars in the engine. That's the problem.
Oh.
Pop those down the old petrol tank.
I thought it would have gone into more detail. It just kept breaking down, so we burnt it. That's it. That's the whole story.
I'd like that, taking matters into your own hands.
Now, Lewis, is there anything in the office that we're having problems with? Anything breaking down?
Well, DAF's not been performing super well.
No.
Lately.
No. We're going to have to take him out into a field with several canisters of gasoline and just let nature take its course.
Yeah, I'll bring the sausages.
Okay, that'd be nice.
And the little disposable barbecue.
Are they going to meet Linda McCartney?
Squat there. With our mouths full of sausage. Yeah, lean the obviously veggie ones.
That's fine.
And then drive off in the fucking yog van.
Yeah. Have we still got that, the one that we sent into space? That you sent me into space?
No, we left that at YogCon.
It's still there. Well, it's no, still at motion.
We met someone at YogCon who was like, what are you going to do with this? And we were like,
did they offer to buy it?
Yeah. And I think Daft just
are
took
like... Are
we going
to say how much?
I think he got like 200 quid cash
200
in hand.
Quid?!
Well, we would have had to pay to take it away.
200 quid. That's all we saw. We could have had an auction.
We could have burned it.
We could have...
In a field.
We would have gotten so many views.
200 quid Russian piece of shit burns in field.
We would have got 200k views.
We would have started a fucking viral beef with this guy. He's burning German cars. We're burning Russian cars. The Germans are going to start burning British cars.
Oh, my God.
An old Rover.
This is how World War III starts.
This is the Top Gear, though. And then the three of us come together, me, you, and the Russian guy, where you're, who are you? You're James May, he's Jeremy Clarkson, and I'm the
Richard
other one.
Richard Hammond.
Oh, he might be Hammond, actually, because he's clean shaven, he's good looking.
You know what? I think May's probably the least objectionable one, I would say.
Right.
I think I'm quite happy with being me.
Well, you like Lego and
also
stuff.
Also, he does the whole cheese thing.
The what?
Cheese.
It's very shocking doing that. He's not a shocking kind of guy.
Cheese.
What is that? I don't understand what that is.
There's a meme? Video where he makes the perfect cheese sandwich or cheese toastie or something.
Right.
And he does that in it. And that's
have you been making
clip that I use on my
cheese,
streams.
Have you been making cheese toasties with your thingy?
I haven't. With my penis.
No, your toastie maker.
Oh, right. Yeah, that makes more sense. No,
Simon recommended an Ashen's toastie maker to me.
Yeah.
There's a great Ashen's video of him like making ice cream sandwiches and chicken sandwiches and
him
stuff.
Him and Barry.
It's great. And
Barry Ashen's.
I bought one and man, I've been eating so many toasties in the lockdown. It's been great. It's been great. I love it. Couldn't recommend it
I've
more.
Not been... Jacket potatoes.
Put a pit of bread in one yesterday. I know. It's hard to cut the
hell,
pit of bread
it's gotta
in
be
half.
Square.
Well, fuck it. You don't have to be. You can squash anything in there.
Oh, I don't know about that.
It was
pit
good.
Of bread.
It's good. I recommend it. Yeah, wholemeal pitta. You know, watching my figure.
Yeah. What did you put in there then?
Cheese.
And vegan cheese. Made with coconut oil.
Yeah. It's okay. Just tastes like cheese. They add cheese flavouring, and you can't tell the difference. Especially when you melt it.
And they add paprika to make it yellow.
Do they?
Otherwise it would just be a block of white. Look like lard. It wouldn't be very palatable. But yeah, a bit of yellowy to it, and you're like, oh, this looks like cheese.
It smells like cheese.
Yeah.
Kind of tastes like mostly
vaguely
like cheese.
Vaguely tastes.
The texture's always not quite so cheesy, but close enough. It's honestly, you get used to it. Via life. There'll be an ad for it now as well. You watch.
Fire Life.
See, that's put that in your
not
bloody...
Not sponsored.
That'll
I think
get
I've had
up.
It before and I hated it.
Did you?
Yeah.
You should try it again.
No. No.
I'll make you a toastie. Shall we do one?
Well, now.
Not now. I've got to bring it in, but next time. I could make you a cheese toastie. How about I make you a normal cheese toastie and a fake cheese toastie?
And see if I can tell the difference.
Let's not do that. That sounds terrible.
Fuck it. It's content.
Simon's peculiar...
No, it'd be Lewis's peculiar...
Portions.
Because it's a portion of something you're serving me.
Yeah.
Lewis's peculiar portions. It is going to be confusing. Having Simon's peculiar portions, Simon's peculiar purchases, Lewis's peculiar portions, and then it'll be Lewis's peculiar purchases, which actually we've already filmed one of them.
We did one of them.
So the whole is the For waters members. Are going to be muddied. Going to be very muddied.
Muddy waters.
That's all I'm saying. Don't lose sight of the brand.
Is that James May?
Jeez. Daddy, I made you breakfast. And that's what he made.
What's this, little shit?
Daddy, it's a carbonara. I saw it on Bon Appetit. The lovely lady with the grey streak in her hair. She made it for me.
She looks a bit like Lewis Brindley at the Yogscast.
You love the Yogscast, don't you, Daddy?
Yes, I do, son. They were very funny in the Minecraft days. To stay
8 years ago.
Happened to them now.
Talking about plates of spaghetti.
More news from Russia.
We were talking about sausages.
Honestly,
as well.
Russia is a great source of news. And this is a very good segue into the next bit.
Absolutely.
Russia's sausage king killed with a crossbow in a sauna.
Now.
Oh, God, so delicious. Such a delicious. Oh, that is so rich. There's so much richness there in that headline. Do you know what I mean?
What I'm confused with, what was he doing with a crossbow in his sauna?
What?
He was killed with his crossbow.
No, they killed him with that.
They killed a cross...
He was, I assume he was killed by the crossbow, not he had a crossbow with him and he was killed.
Killed by a man wielding a crossbow.
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
That makes sense. So what was the man doing in the sauna?
The crossbow wasn't just there on the side of the sauna.
I didn't know. I
additionally
was
added into the story.
You I
don't
know.
You can't add a lethal killing weapon and then not and then trick someone. That's what you that's how clickbait gets happening. No one clickbaits nothing anymore. It has to be like real. If you say that in the headline.
I'm looking forward to watching this video back and then they have the text overwritten, like when you do a quote. Nobody does know that no more.
So a group of masked assailants, ooh, that's also spicy, killed a Russian businessman named the Sausage King.
Well, he wasn't named that. That was his nickname. That was his sobriquet.
Okay, and he was killed at
his nom du sausage.
His saveloy, if you will. Russia's...
Yeah.
That was like a pun on sobriquet. It doesn't work.
No, it doesn't. I was trying to figure out what you did there.
Well, this can get cut.
Sure it will be. So he was at home. He's owner of large meat processing plants, hence being called the Sausage King.
Do you reckon he was quite a red-faced big man? Do you know what I mean?
With really thin skin.
Yeah. What?
And you can see the flesh underneath.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Right. No, I just think he's a big sweaty...
Big sausage fingers.
Do you reckon he ate a lot? Because I just can picture him, do you know what I mean, in the sauna right now. I've seen many movies.
I mean, I probably... Okay. So the logic is, someone owns a lot of meat processing plants. They've probably walked around a lot of meat processing plants.
Sampled the wares.
So
they've got to be an expert on sausages.
It could go two ways. Either they see how the food is prepared and then they never touch meat again in their fucking lives.
Right.
Which I think is very unlikely.
That is a small proportion.
I think they're much more likely to just be like, oh, give me some more of them fucking sausages.
Yes.
They just go balls deep into the sausage meat.
Yeah, or maybe...
And that's... From that, it's like a mould. And then they fill it with sausage.
Gross.
They fill the hole in the sausage meat with more sausage meat. Oh no, they put the skin in.
They put the first, skin in. Yeah. It's like a condom.
They roll out the skin, fill that with sausage meat in the sausage meat. Oh, God.
That I don't could think be that's a model for a sausage, meat. Though.
It could be.
Yeah.
I mean, it depends, you know, how much bang for your buck you get,
right.
So to speak.
Yeah.
Are they saveloys or are they...
Chipolatas.
No, that's still small.
Cumberland's a big...
Cumberland's a big sausage, but it's...
Like, round, like a duck's yeah. penis. Big duck. So...
He was in the sauna with his wife in his house.
Do you reckon he has a trophy, sexy, young, hot wife? Tatiana Mag... Yeah, she sounds like...
That was his ex-wife.
Oh, okay.
Not his current wife.
Right. Well, I mean, the fact that he has multiple sexy-sounding ex-wives.
Oh, his wife managed to escape through a window.
Wow.
He called the police. But... The police then found that her husband was dead in the sauna with the murder weapon, the
killed
crossbow.
By a crossbow. Why do you think he was killed? What was he killed for? There's always a reason.
There's always a reason.
Had he wronged someone? Was he dropping people into the sausage grinders?
Well, it seems like the people that broke in, they demanded money, and maybe he just refused to give in to any demands whatsoever. Maybe he made fun of them and they just lost patience and killed him.
But I ain't got any dough. I've only got sausages.
Nah. He's not the bagel king, I guess.
Yeah. I'm not doing well today. I'm tired.
I mean, what if they were like, come on, open up the safe. And he's like, oh, all right, you fucking bastard. And then he opens up the safe.
It's refrigerated.
Yeah. And it's just sausages inside. Bacon.
Riches. Just, meaty riches,
but that's
the
what they were
tree.
After.
Oh, I see.
I like, oh.
So they gathered them all up.
Yeah, put them in bags that say swag on the side.
Mm.
Yeah.
Drop. Go to the refrigerated van.
Maybe they wanted the secret of his sausages.
The secret recipe.
Yeah. What herbs and spices do you put in your sausages? Salt and parsley.
Oh.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's all we've ever put in them.
Breadcrumbs. They use breadcrumbs. Who was it who was telling me?
Was it Pyrion?
No. I think it was Ben.
Ben was telling you about sausages.
So I think when... This is Ben's story. You'll have to tell it.
Okay, so this is like a third-hand anecdote. Selling.
So Selling. I think when Ben worked for Mr. Kipling, exceedingly good cakes and pies... They used to get,
did
like...
I know that? I probably did know that.
Massive deliveries of Tesco value bread. And they would take the value bread and use that as the breadcrumbs to make into the cakes.
Why would they make the cakes with breadcrumb? What?
They were used for something. There was some component of the cakes that used that. And that blew my mind. But I guess that's how it must work, right?
It's the circle of life.
Yeah.
But how do they stop the breadcrumbs from going off? Bleach them.
Because the cakes last forever, right? Yeah. Pretty long.
What are they making? It's got breadcrumbs in it. What cake's got breadcrumbs in it? Well, I think cake and
bread. I never asked these questions.
Like bread and butter pudding? That's not a cake. That's a dessert.
I need to what? Should I get Ben? I'll go and get him. I'll ask him. I'll ask him after this.
What fucking cake has just got like... breadcrumbs.
It was a good story, but now it's got holes in it.
Not even cheesecake. It's got holes in it.
The story.
It's a cake with holes in it.
It's like a bagel.
What cake's got holes in? A donut. Donuts. Okay.
We're making progress.
Right.
But in the wrong direction.
Okay. So how does this tie into crossbows?
We've
again?
Gone on a fork away from
you eat
a cake
eat,
fork.
Oh my god, you eat. You eat donuts with a fork, not with a crossbow.
Well, you could skewer some cakes you could eat on a stick. What cakes do you eat on a stick?
I don't know. You brought it up.
Why aren't
you brought
they,
up
why don't
cakes
you eat,
on a stick?
Why aren't you eating little bits of cake off a stick like a kebab?
When I woke up this morning, I had a vision. I had a prognostication. And then
what did you
do? And then after I cleaned that up. I was like, Lewis, at some point today, he's going to say, you can eat cake off a stick. And lo and behold, so those words passed your lips.
Gone and happened. I was just thinking, do you know what I mean? Because we remember the sausage on a stick, the classic.
Oh, the Jimmy Deans.
The classic terrible food.
Oh, my God. The chocolate chip pancake wrapped around a sausage on a stick.
Yeah, like
rest in peace.
Rest in peace for the YouTube videos of the days gone by. A donut you could put on a stick, but it'd have to be quite a thick stick, right, to fit through the hole.
No, just think of how you eat like a lollipop.
It would be vertical through it.
Yeah, not through the hole. It'd just rattle around, wouldn't it?
It would be like a pole.
What would you?
Be like a baton.
Where are you going to get a pole from?
A baton.
That sounds expensive.
You'd recycle them.
Could they be... They'd have to be made out of metal, like the straws. And they'd have to be hollow.
Like a baton. Straw. Like a running baton that they pass to each other.
Let's move on. Next story. Enough sausages.
That's madness.
You know about cake pops, right?
Oh, yeah, cake pops.
What are cake pops?
It's a cake on a stick.
It's like a cake on a stick.
Cake pops. Do you bake them in the oven with the stick in?
I don't know.
What about... Oh, no. I'm thinking of Pop-Tarts, but they're not really on a stick. Taste like they're made of
wood. They're not on a stick at all.
Well, no, but they're so woody and cardboardy that they're... For some reason, it's almost like...
It's like chewing on a stick.
It is, in a sense.
Man, I haven't had a Pop-Tart in so long.
Don't. They're disgusting. They look like someone casually jizzed on a piece of cardboard.
There was a chocolate brownie one. So the actual Pop-Tart, whatever it is, biscuity thing, had chocolate in, or cocoa in. The icing was chocolate, and the middle was chocolate. It was just chocolate. It might have had chocolate sprinkles on it as well.
Probably did.
And then I got my knife and fork. They were made of chocolate. Ate it off my plate, made of chocolate.
Where do you live that you have these utensils made of chocolate?
Willy Wonka's factory.
The only other place I can think of would possibly be some sort of weird sex fetish place. Do you know what I mean? Where they've got all the chocolate underwear and stuff. You know?
Chocolate underwear?
You know,
I don't think that's a thing.
It's a thing that your parents
chocolate
are into.
Underwear?
It's like something to spice up their failing marriage.
There's edible underwear, but isn't that... What is that made of?
Oh, it's the same
Gums?
Stuff as they make, like, rice paper. They make it out of, like, you know, this thing that you get a cake with, like, a thing on top, and you're like, can I eat that thing? And they're like, yeah, it's paper, rice paper, you can eat it. And you're never quite sure, and it's, like, quite dry. It tastes like church wafer, the body of Christ. It tastes like the body of Christ.
Right, okay. Because, of course, we both believe in transubstantiation.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
It turns out...
As well as prognostication.
But not at the same time.
No, absolutely not.
Unless you make sure you give it a good wipe round.
Oh my god.
But there's a pandemic on, so be careful.
Yeah. Hello, Lewis.
Hi. What?
I've got another little portion for you.
Why are you saying hello to me, like, doing this weird thing? Just say next up, a man gets mauled after paying $150 to belly rub a captive black leopard. Wow.
Isn't it beautiful? Look at that lovely puss skin. It's like one of mine, Lewis.
Is that where black kitties came from? What did cats evolve from? Was it leopards or cheetahs or things like this? Do you know what I mean? Why are they all different colours? Cats. Do they all come
no
from different...
No one knows.
Right.
Or maybe it's camouflage.
I don't know.
Right. Who knows?
Okay. No, good. Thank you for the information.
I mean, look at that. I can't... Apparently there's a cat in that picture. I can't find it.
Well, if it was night, you wouldn't be able to see it.
Oh, right.
Sure, right?
Okay.
Would you? Just think about that.
It's a lovely puss skin.
He does look nice, doesn't he?
But he mauled someone.
Not so cuddly after all.
I think... I mean, belly rubs with my cats. Carly, I can't do it. I can't rub her belly. She'll get angry immediately. No circumstances, is it okay?
So you've been mauled, is what you're saying.
She's mauled me.
And you pay a lot of money to get...
I guess I pay a lot for their food.
Yeah.
Yeah, small fortune.
And but you've been mauled
by
attempting to give belly rubs to Carly.
But Meckins, he's usually okay. Sometimes he's not a big fan. Sometimes he's just like, meh. Other times he's like,
give me that belly rub.
Right. Yeah.
I suppose it depends. You know, I'm the same way, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm in the mood.
For belly rubs.
Other times, not so much.
Okay.
Depends on how many belly rubs I've had lately.
And you also make the, make that noise.
That's why it was so familiar.
Yeah.
It's very common.
So, of course, this happened in Florida.
The Russia of America. I'm still going to make that a thing.
That's good. I like it.
I'm going to make that a thing. So just to tie it in with the other ones we did.
He was called Dwight, which is just about the most American name you can come up with, really, isn't it?
It really is. He sounds like the kind of guy who would pay $150 to snuggle a black leopard as well.
Yeah.
So, do you reckon it's like, you know, one of those things where as you get more used to something, like anything, you need it harder and harder to get the same hit, right? So he's giving his cat a belly rub.
Yeah,
and
he's got like, his pet Tiddles.
And then it's not doing it anymore for him.
He's like, this isn't exciting me. The cat's bored. He's bored. They need to spice things
Let's
up.
Let's step it up. Yeah.
Let's bring a third cat. A second cat.
That's how you get the
second. Because he's not a cat.
You get the two cats. And then you're doing two belly rubs at once.
Oh, my God.
But even that, after a while, it's not stimulating you anymore.
And this is why people end up just fucking hammering nails into their balls.
That's the inevitable...
It's a slippery slope.
The inevitable thing at the end of that slope is nails
slamming
into your balls.
Yeah.
You're slipping down the slope, and before you know it...
That's dangerous, because that's where the pee's stored.
In the balls.
Yeah.
Well, you don't put it through the testicle, it's if you just put it through the ball sack. Have you not been... You've been putting them through... You're at a higher level than me. I guess that's what I'm
doing. Oh, you noob. One day, you'll be on my level. How's the PA doing, by the way?
The PA?
Yeah, the Prince Albert.
Oh, well, so thank you for asking. What?
Last I saw kind of like Frankenstein with the bolt through his neck.
What are you talking? Oh, my God. So how was Dwight, how did he turn out? Bad.
Well, what happened, he needed two surgeries
after
this happened, after the mauling. But yeah, he paid this guy, and this sounds a bit like, what's it called, the Tiger King?
It does a little
bullshit.
Bit, doesn't it? Like,
so this guy called Michael Podgy.
Poggy?
Podgy. Apparently he has a... He has a private property where he just happened to have this fucking, like, black leopard
just
on his property.
Man, doesn't it?
And he charged the guy $150. He unlocked the cage. Dwight went in the cage.
Looking for cuddles.
Sat on a bench that was in there. And then the leopard growled at him and then bit him on the head.
So as
just immediately went for him.
As a cat owner, he should have expected that. Do you know what I mean?
He didn't even get to reach for the belly.
He just sat down.
And then the cat just went for him.
His right ear was torn in half.
That'll happen.
That doesn't sound too bad, right? Like, if you had, like, an ear injury that was torn in half, you could just sew that back together. Your ears are these sort of wobbly, ligament-y things. I don't know if you know about them on the side of your head.
I've heard of my ears before.
I feel like you could have a cool ear injury, right? And it's still not
You'd look
be
like
that
a
bad.
Hipster.
Yeah.
With the massively... Fucking Boba's done that.
Who?
Boba.
Yeah.
She... Oh, my God. There's a gif.
She had her ear
I've
cut in half.
I've seen a gif of her. No. Because she was like a hipster.
She had the ear...
Now she's a weeb. But...
she had the ear extenders.
She had the gauge. The big thing in her ear. And she was like waggling like that hole with her finger. And it was stretching so... Oh! So yeah, that's a gift that goes around like Yogscast Discords.
There were a few things, weren't they? That,
yeah.
Amongst that hipsters used to do those clothes. You don't see them that much these days. You can get it like just snipped back into like and just sewn up. It looks a bit weird, but I think it's kind of cool. Like, ears look weird anyway when you look, when you think about it. When no one sees them too much, no one really looks at other people's ears. You can
it makes me uncomfortable. Big holes in your body.
I'm just saying, at least he didn't have, like, I don't know. Holes. He didn't have his lip ripped off or anything. That would have been real bad.
No.
He just had his scalp ripped and his ear ripped. So he'd obviously turned away. He saw the cat coming. He wasn't, like, going in for a kiss, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, probably. It sounds like it all happened very quickly. He sat down, cat attacked him. But, I mean, a cat probably is used to, you know, Michael Podgy just putting, like, an animal, like a goat, in there. And then the cat eats the goat. And then this time he put man in there.
No, $50. Surely the goat was given the belly rub. Surely he'd been through some of this testing. You wouldn't just put a wild animal in there and charge £150 for a belly rub.
That kind of seems like what's happened.
It's quite a lot for a belly rub. It's quite a lot to pay. Do you know what I mean?
It's an experience. It's one of those things, isn't it?
But you think you'd expect it to be like of a certain quality. Imagine we're going for a haircut, right? And I said, haircuts are £1. You'd be like,
That's too cheap.
But imagine I said a haircut, £150.
That's too expensive.
But which one would you go for?
Tell me more about this pound one, though.
Well, we've got a leopard.
I guess I pay like, I don't know, like 30 quid or something. And that feels like a lot of money.
No, but imagine
it was not a lot of hair.
Really expensive. It was a really expensive haircut.
Okay. I'm not sure about this analogy. It's got to be more of an experience.
But the more you pay for it, the more you think it's going to be safe.
I think something similar for
this. And the more you're expecting. Maybe he was expecting value for money.
Be like, Lewis, it's your birthday. I've organised a special treat for you as a present. I'm not giving you like some weird thing in a box. Don't worry. It's an experience. We're going to go on there together. We're going to go on this journey together. We're going to this weird farm where there's a man who owns strange animals.
Ooh.
And I'm going to put you in a cage. I've paid this man £150. Don't worry. And I'm going to put you in a cage. And then you're going to stroke... What's a wild animal we have in the UK that's still alive?
A badger.
A badger. A giant badger. You're going to rub its belly. And make it pee white. £150. It's just outside of Bath. We'll take an Uber. It'll be a small fortune. What do you think?
I'm in. Well, I can't say no because it's a present. You've gifted it to me. It'd be rude. Okay. I'm trapped now. It's a good thing this wasn't a fucking gift.
Maybe it was. I don't think it was.
I don't think you can buy this type of thing as a voucher. You can buy those experience vouchers. So, I reckon some people would pay to be savaged by a leopard. Safely.
Safely savaged?
Yeah.
I'm not sure how...
Well, you'd have to...
One that's lost its teeth or something and it would gum you instead of, like, you know, chomping at you?
No, I mean, like maybe, like, like people... Maybe, because scars are cool, right? Maybe people could pay to get, like, scars or, like... shark bites and stuff. Safely.
What about people that pay to be just slowly lowered into a pit filled with like 200 Labrador puppies?
Right. And then they come out and it's a skeleton. They haven't been fed in weeks.
Oh my God. Oh, holy shit. Oh, that's good. Fuck it. Let's just end it on that. We can't give it. Oh my God. Oh, that's so good.